USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized the constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says a multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapsed. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. And finally, NASCAR drivers, after having Father's Day weekend off, are all heading to Nashville, Tennessee for this Sunday's NASCAR race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.